Hello, my name is Pastor Nick Nicolai. I am the interim pastor at Congregational Presbyterian Church in Lewiston, Idaho. We are glad to offer these audio sermons for the congregation and for those interested in learning more about the congregation and our Christian faith. We invite you to visit us, meet our staff and congregation, and join us in our journey of faith. Our mission is to know Christ, to become like Christ, to share Christ. Now, on to the sermon.
Well, that was lovely. Thank you.
God's holy word, according to Romans chapter 12, verses 1 through 18. Glory to you, O Lord. And so, dear brothers and sisters, I plead with you to give your bodies to God because all he has done for you. Let them be a living and holy sacrifice, the kind that God will find acceptable. This is truly the way to worship God. Don't copy the behavior and the customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Then you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect. Because of the privilege and authority God has given me, I give each of you this warning. Don't think you are better than you really are. Be honest in your evaluation of yourselves, measuring yourself by the faith God has given you. Just as our bodies have many parts and each part has a special function, so it is with Christ's body. We are many parts of one body, and we all belong to each other. In his grace, God has given us different gifts for doing certain things well. So, if God has given you the ability to prophesy, speak out with as much faith as God has given you. If your gift is serving others, serve them well. If you are a teacher, teach well. If your gift is to encourage others, be encouraging. If it is giving, give generously. If God has given you leadership ability, take the responsibility seriously. And if you have a gift for showing kindness to others, do it gladly. Don't just pretend to love others. Really, love them. Hate what is wrong. Hold tightly to whatever is good. Love each other with genuine affection. And take delight in honoring each other. never be lazy, but work hard and serve the Lord enthusiastically. Rejoice in our confident hope. Be patient in trouble and keep on praying. When God's people are in need, be ready to help them. Always be eager to practice hospitality. Bless those who persecute you. Don't curse them. Pray that God would bless them. Be happy with those who are happy, and weep with those who weep. Live in harmony with one another. Don't be too proud to enjoy the company of ordinary people. And don't think you know it all. Never pay back evil with more evil. Do things in such a way that everyone can see you are honorable. Do all that you can to live in peace with everybody. The Word of God. Praise to you, O Christ. Let's bow our hearts in a word of prayer. Our gracious God, you are Lord of all, and your love is forever. You are faithful for always. Amen. Dear friends in Christ, grace to you and peace from God our Father and our risen Lord and Savior and the Spirit who is with us. Amen. These are your words, Heavenly Father. Sanctify us in the truth. Your word is truth. Today is Sunday, October 22nd, 2023. Welcome, Congregational Presbyterian Church. Welcome to those of you in person. Welcome to those of you online who are worshiping with us. And welcome to those who will worship with us at a different time online. Welcome to worship. I think I have been with you for far too long as a Lutheran. I live in Pullman with my wife, and I get to drive down across the Palouse, which is greening up that winter wheat coming, and the fog that had covered the valley and then dropping down that grade, and then coming across that nightmare road work on the bridge, which is becoming more like a one-lane concrete tunnel, and you pop out around Locomotive Park, and the big yellow sign with black letters was there. And I read, caution, slow down, Presbyterians in the area. It was pedestrians. But I've been with you far too long. And evidently, UCC can do what you want. This is the third of a three-part series on stewardship. Here's a poem, Barbara Crooker, Equinox. Another October, the maples have done their slick trick of turning yellow almost overnight. Summer's hazy skies are cobalt blue. My friend has come in from the west, where it's been a year of no mercy. Chemotherapy, bone marrow transplant, more chemotherapy, and her hair came out in fistfuls twice, bald as a pumpkin, and then the surgeon's knife. But she's come through it all, annealed by fire, calm settled in her bones, like the morning mist in the valleys and low places. And her hair's returned, glossy as a horse chestnut kept in a shirt pocket. Today, a red fox ran down through the corn stubble. He vanished like smoke. I want to praise things that cannot last. The scarlet and orange leaves are already gone, blown down by a cold rain, crushed and trampled. They rise again in leaf meal and wood smoke. The great blue herons returned to the pond, settles in the reeds like a steady flame. Geese cut a wedge out of the sky, drag the gray days behind them like a skein of old wool. I want to praise everything, brief and finite. Overhead, the Pleiades fall into place. Orion rises, great horned owls muffle the night with their calls. Night falls swiftly, tucking us in her black velvet robe, the stitches showing through. All those little lights, our little lives, rising and falling. Stewardship. Stewardship is everything we do after we say, I believe. Two things are clear. First, a steward is something that is entrusted with managing and caring for another person's property. You do not own it. It belongs to another. You are entrusted with it. Second, the definition relies on that biblical understanding. Everything in creation is God's, even you. No exceptions. All are God's. So it is. We are stewards of our lives, this day, our relationships, this lovely Lewiston, Clarkston Valley, this earth, this world. Stewardship is everything we say we do after we say, I believe. And that includes money, finances. It's interesting that when we say money or finances, we preface it with my. My money, my finances. That little possessive pronoun that in the sentence acts like a little adjective descriptor telling you whom or what something or someone belongs to. This is my house, my grandmother, my money, my finances. How easily possessions become something that possesses us. Gifts from God, I interpret as my property. I remember in seminary, this was back before cell phones and laptops. Before cell phones and laptops, how old is that guy? Well, I'm guessing old. Old. Oh, I remember when we didn't have cell phones and laptops. I guess he's not that old. I remember in seminary, this was back before cell phones and laptops, when a professor had invited the class over to their house for a meal and conversation about pastoral care and the Old Testament book of Job. I'm sure they had to do that as faculty, but for us as students, it was a gift. I can't remember the menu or what the desserts were or the color of their house or how far it was from the seminary. I can't even remember who gave me a ride to get there. But I do remember, after the meal, we were sitting together in the living room in a circle, visiting about pastoral care for people and pastoral care for each other. The phone rang. The professor went to answer the phone. He was waiting for a word about a family member who had lived in another part of the country. And we heard him say, I'm not interested in making money. I have to go. We have some important guests with us this evening. And he hung up. I'll never forget that. He returned. He apologized for the interruption. He said that was someone offering a get-rich-quick scam. He said to us, I don't want to get rich. Your being here is my treasure to my wife and I. Never forgotten that. Unplanned stewardship about money, people. So congregations gather, and we lay out a budget. Congregational budgets are not your plan to give money. Congregational budgets are with the money we receive. This is how we intend to spend them. It's not a giving, it's a spending plan. And I need to give. because it helps me keep things straight. God has gifted me and blessed me with so much in my life that for sharing gifts helps me remember that. Giving literally puts your money where your mouth and faith are, even if at times it's hard for me to do. I don't give to a congregation budget. I give because I need to give. If we get word we're short on the budget, I give anyway. If we get word we met the budget, I give anyway. And if word comes we've surpassed the budget and it's only July, I still keep giving. Giving creates generosity. And giving makes the world a better place. Sure, this congregation spends money on furnaces, carpet cleaning, and staff salaries, but the congregation also carries out some aspects of healing and caring and loving neighbor and tending this earth that no one else does. And so we do it together. Faith in action. So Paul writes about God to the congregation in Rome. Did you not know that God is at work in you? I mean, take your everyday life, ordinary life. You're sleeping and eating, you're going to work, you're walking around places and people, all wrapped up in God as an offering. Embrace what God does. And don't become so well adjusted in your culture and in the world around you that you seem to fit in with everything without thinking about it. No, fix yourself on God. Live in God's grace. You are like various parts of the human body. Each part gets its own special meaning from the whole of the body, not the other way around. The body informs you. And we're talking about the body of Christ. So love from the center of gift. Be kind. Love. Practice hospitality to everyone you meet. And be a friend to the nobodies. Don't live as if you are the only body. As far as it depends on you, well, live peaceably with all. For it all belongs to God. Some days we dance in the sun. Some days we weep in darkness. Some days we had a terrible time of things, no doubt about that. Hardship and brokenness will come. Some days are the worst of our lives, and some tales are spun of heroics in the wilderness. And one day or another, each of us will lose our way and wander. And don't believe a word you hear from those arrogant ones about self-reliant and self-determination and self-made. All wither with the rest of us. No, the truth here that we can hardly comprehend then and can scarcely believe now, there wasn't one of us on that wilderness journey that didn't survive and receive manna. Every day, each day, each one out of the blue, there it was. It did not arrive from your good deeds, or it did not stop from your lack of good deeds. It just appeared manna. We live on mystery. We never did get used to leaving one place, or nor surprised at showing up in someplace new. I mean, troubles came and troubles went, but the constant was the gift. Divisions, separations between those who are strong and those who are weak, those who are deserving and those who are undeserving, these are all lies that are made up by minds too small and hearts too fearful to grasp that everything is gift. Look around you. Your house, your work, your struggles, your dreams, the air you breathe. It doesn't matter how hard you worked for them. Do you know where they came from? It's easy to miss because it looks so much like other things. But it's all manna. It is all manna. It is all gift. I want to praise everything brief and finite. Overhead, the Pleiades fall into place. Orion rises. The great horned owls muffle the night with their calls. Night falls swiftly, tucking us in her black velvet robe, the stitches showing through all those little lights, our little lives rising and falling. Let's take a moment of silence for reflection, and then I'll pray a prayer. Our gracious God, thank you for this day and for these ones, wherever they are gathered, whatever their burdens and struggles, whatever their joys and blessings, you stand with us and walk alongside of. It's all manna. It's all gift. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. God the Father, God the Son, God the Spirit be with you, each one. Amen.